This is VOA News. I'm Laurel Bowman. After days of dispatching top officials to Israel, U.S. President Joe Biden will make the trip himself amid concerns the war with Hamas will spread. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
There was Pentagon Chief Lloyd Austin.
We have your back.
And top diplomat Antony Blinken.
You always have the support of the United States.
Now, the strongest show of U.S. support yet. The president himself will go to Israel.
He's coming here at a critical moment for Israel, for the region, and for the world.
Blinken made the announcement after talks in Israel, which has locked down the Gaza Strip before a possible ground assault to root out Hamas militants. While backing Israel, the U.S. is also concerned about the humanitarian situation in Gaza. The White House says the president will travel to Jordan to meet with Jordanian, Egyptian, and Palestinian leaders. Sagar Magani, Washington.
A mother of an Israeli woman kidnapped by Hamas militants last week made an emotional appeal on Tuesday for the release of her daughter. More from VOA's Steve Miller.
The family of 21-year-old Maya Shem spoke to journalists after Hamas's military wing released a video showing Shem having her arms wrapped with bandages.
She looks very terrified. She looks like she's in big pain.
The family confirmed it was 21-year-old Maya Shem who had been taken from the kibbutz Reim, where she had been attending a rave. The Israeli military said on Monday at least 199 hostages were taken into Gaza, more than previously estimated. Steve Miller, VOA News.
Belgian police shoot and fatally wound an attacker accused of gunning down two Swedish football fans. This is VOA News. Russian President Vladimir Putin arrived in Beijing Tuesday to meet Chinese leader Xi Jinping on the sideline of China's Belt and Road Forum, aiming to show their no-limits partnership, even as the Ukraine war rages on. Alman Lee reports.
The visit is only Putin's second known trip since the International Criminal Court issued an arrest warrant for him in March over alleged war crimes in Ukraine. He visited Kyrgyzstan earlier this month. The Beijing trip is meant to showcase the close ties between Beijing and Moscow, even as the Ukraine war rages on. The ICC obliges its 123 member states to arrest Putin and transfer him to The Hague for trial if he sets foot on their territory. But neither China nor Kyrgyzstan are ICC members. Xi and Putin last met in March in Moscow, just days after he was slapped with the ICC warrant.
India's top court declines to legalize same-sex marriages, but said the country had a duty to acknowledge LGBTQ relationships and to protect them from discrimination. Venezuela's government and opposition announced they will restart talks seeking to end the country's political and economic crisis after a nearly year-long suspension. U.S. Republicans inch toward finally appointing a new Speaker of the House of Representatives, with support coalescing around a fierce Donald Trump partisan to fill a void that has paralyzed Congress for weeks. Also in U.S. news, three members of a California family have pleaded guilty to conspiracy for their role in a ring that shipped stolen catalytic converters worth hundreds of millions of dollars from California to New Jersey. The AP's Lisa Dwyer has more.
Federal prosecutors say brothers Tusu Vang, Andrew Vang, and their mother Monica Moa were part of a national network of thieves, dealers, and processors who provided the stolen auto anti-smog devices to a metal refinery for more than $600 million. The three acknowledged receiving $38 million for their roles in the scheme. 21 people have been charged in the case. Catalytic converters are easily stolen and contain precious metals that prosecutors say are sometimes worth more than $1,000 each. California accounts for 37% of catalytic converter theft claims nationwide, with about 1,600 reported stolen each month. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
The Israeli-Hamas war is set to overshadow the Frankfurt Book Fair this week after the postponement of a Palestinian author's award ceremony sparked condemnation from top writers and the withdrawal of several Arab groups. I'm Laurel Bowman for VOA News.